For over three decades, Intel has been providing semiconductor chips for computer hardware makers around the world. Intel's chips have been running many computers for years, both Macs and PCs. But since tablet computers hit the market, the trend has shifted towards the small mobile devices, while sales of desktop computers dropped. Earlier this year, Intel introduced a new genre of laptops called Ultrabook Convertible Laptops. Intel Marketing Associate Mike Farad explains.
This year, it's all about touch. We have touch computers based on Windows 8 running the Intel processor. But even more exciting than just touch is the Ultrabook Convertible. What that means is you have a standard laptop that converts into a tablet. And we have multiple designs that feature this capability of going from a tablet to a laptop. This is one from Lenovo. We also have one from Dell. So this one, you could use it as a laptop, and then easily, you switch it over to a tablet.
Intel has adopted a technology called Ivy Bridge on its new line of chips, which reduces power consumption dramatically.
So energy efficiency is very important to us. We constantly bring processors that are more energy efficient, which means they provide more battery life.
At this year's Consumer Electronics Show, the company surprised everyone with its announcement that it is ahead of schedule in reducing the power requirements for one group of its processors.
At CES, we announced our current generation of processors, the third generation core processors, are even lower power, so you're going to see thinner systems and longer battery life.
This newest generation of laptops is sure to be a hit with consumers, with lower prices than before. Earlier, thin laptops were in the $1,000 price range. The Ultrabook Convertible, however, is expected to sell for around $600, making them more competitive against regular tablet PCs. Arash Alaoui for VOA News, Las Vegas.
This one folds down onto the table and